Do you have any Scrabble players in the house?
I love playing Scrabble.
It's been
too.
A bit since I've played, but it's fun.
And here's the really funny part. So my dad's an English teacher, and he loves playing Scrabble as well, and he hates playing Scrabble with me because I win many times. Because he's all about the big fancy words. Uh-huh. I'm all about the strategy and claiming the triple words.
You know, I've never played in a tournament or anything, but there's a guy I knew several years back, and he played in Scrabble tournaments, and he said, your approach there, Hillary, is right. He said the key is the short words.
Yeah.
Can you do something with your 2 and 3 letters.
Right.
That's the
that
deal.
Word it's, ox, O-X on sure. a triple word. Oh,
it's how
winner.
My cousin's husband always beats us in Bananagrams, which is a game that I really love too, because he does just all the little two-letter words.
Yep, exactly.
And in fact, what else was I going to say? We've got Super Scrabble, which ups it, and you can have, forget triple, you can have a quadruple word.
Really?
No. Yeah, I'll bring it in. I'll show you. Show and tell.
We should do like a Scrabble day.
We should just play Scrabble for a whole week.
How about an ongoing game?
Yeah.
Yes.
We did years ago, Lisa Patro is the news director at EAU 13. Years ago, when she was our morning news anchor, we did an ongoing game of Trivial Pursuit. It lasted for quite a while.
Nice.
And I hold nothing against my friend Peter Dake, who sat in this chair, but... he was in for me when I ultimately lost. He was playing on my behalf, and I went down. I'm sure I would have on my own. Anyhow, all that to say, okay, the two letters, okay, you can now use that this weekend in Scrabble.
Really?
The two-letter word is one of more than 2,800 new words added to the latest edition of Collins' official Scrabble words.
Just okay, not O-K-A-Y, just
okay.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, it joins other new additions on the board like Fleek. I have no idea what that means.
On
Yowza.
Fleek.
What's that?
On Fleek.
Fleek?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
you're
a little
so hip with it. Anyhow, Caleb is just very hip with it.
While OK previously banned for being capitalized in an abbreviation might be a controversial choice for some hardcore players.
True.
It's one of a few two-letter words that have been added. Others are U, like E-W, like E-U, an expression of disgust, and Z, Z-E, a gender-neutral pronoun.
I always thought you had to have multiple W's for you.
Yeah.
I guess not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bay is also B-A-E.
Seriously, it is not.
That's honestly now. Also, athleisure, dad bod, and sharenting, which is when parents share news and photos of their kids on social media, are now also acceptable.
My dad's Scrabble. Favorite Scrabble story playing with me is he put the word down, O-A-K, and I looked at him and said, O-A-K. Oak is a word, and he says, well, Hillary, it's...
How about oak?
Oak. Happens. It was a very heated game. So, you know, we were challenging many words.
I'm going to bring Super Scrabble in.
Yes.
I hope you do.
It's time to get you caught up on everything you missed during the last week. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show, we call it Headlines.
Amazon's working on a free one-day shipping option for subscribers to Prime. Now, I tell you what, I don't think Prime members are going to be happy until they receive their items the day before they even think to order them.
That's coming.
Right? I want them to just know. Mm-hmm. In New York City, a woman who scammed millionaires by pretending to be a German heiress has been found guilty and now faces prison time. She says she's really looking forward to meeting Lori Loughlin.
They could be friends.
Yeah.
We told you about this earlier in the week. A company in Nebraska is making money by using your photos to create fake vacations for your social media accounts. I'd love to attend your daughter's second grade dance recital, but as you can see, I'm still here in North Korea.
Hey, there's controversy in New Zealand. These are international headlines. After $670,000 was spent to supply the prison staff with, get this now, slushy machines to help prevent the guards from suffering heat stroke during New Zealand's brutal heat waves. Now, they say the slushies did a great job of keeping the guards cool, though several did have to be treated for brain freeze. Hate that when that happens.
Yes, brutal. Painful. A man in Toronto walked on a narrow ledge 6 stories up to retrieve his cat.
Whoa.
Yeah, the cat showed his appreciation by only partially ignoring him the rest of the day.
Yeah, I'm a
loyal pet. According to a study, the ability to understand speech is so deeply ingrained in our consciousness that some people can actually understand recorded sentences that have been chopped into short segments and played backwards. Mm. Now, the ability to understand backwards talk doesn't seem to have any practical uses, though it does come in handy when listening to political speeches.
Totally.
Oh, boy. Politics. Leave me alone. Hey, Japan got a new emperor. I got all the international headlines today. Happened on Wednesday. Now, there's nothing more awkward than that first day at the new job. You can't remember everybody's names. You don't know your way around the building. And you can't decide which of your enemies should be exiled first.
Difficult.
Hard to break in there. This was pretty crazy. A bear was spotted at upstate New York's Union College. Boy, I gotta wonder, how much does his parents have to pay to get him admitted?
Mm.
Oof.
Couldn't have been cheap. The University of Maryland Medical Center became the first hospital ever to receive a kidney donation by drone.
Heard about that.
Which is weird, because I had no idea that drones even had kidneys.
Mm, medicine these days.
I think it was delivering it. Hey, we told you about this earlier in the week. You probably remember a mattress company in Houston is looking for interns to test their product by sleeping at it and getting paid. I'll tell you what, young people have it so easy today. When we were kids, you had to stay awake to make a living.
The record for the world's biggest teddy bear was set in Mexico, with the teddy bear over 65 feet tall.
Wow.
Unfortunately, it was immediately ripped apart by the family dog.
That happens. And finally, a woman in Maryland took 2 months to redeem her $50,000 lottery ticket because her cat had hidden it. Reports say the cat was afraid the money would change her.
A lot of cat headlines today.
I guess. Cats in college.
Those are your headlines for the week on the WIB Wake Up Show. And now you're all caught up.
Well, Jim Jeffries in Eau Claire, he and his wife, Jane, very, very talented, both retired teachers. But I'll tell you what, they're working hard in their retirement, doing some great work. Among the many things they're doing, they've got a play, Treasure Hunt. It's 2 weeks from tonight. It's going to be Chippewa Valley Theater Good. They're raising money for lights at the wonderful theater there on Grand Avenue. So, and I've got three kids who are in that. So
I'm
planning to check that out, Treasure Hunt, 2 weeks from tonight, Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday afternoon performance, which I'll be hoping to catch coming back from Texas. But he wrote some jokes. You know, we've got, Avengers Endgame. It's already number 8 all time at the box office. The question is, will it pass Avatar?
Which, was huge.
Saying, I don't know. But I guess Avatar gets some credit for kind of some re-release they had, and it upped another 30 million. But he's got some jokes. They were on Facebook. Jim, thank you. He said, hey, they're dad jokes. They're marvelous Marvel jokes, so Caleb, kick it off.
All right, marvelous Marvel joke number 1. What did the God of Thunder say after his intense workout at the gym?
What?
I'm Thor.
Nice.
Hey, why does Tony Stark always have such nicely pressed clothes?
Why?
He's Iron Man.
Nice. Where did Spider-Man go to find out about his powers?
I don't know where.
The web.
Makes sense. Marvelous Marvel jokes, dad joke edition. Why does the Scarlet Witch always have to go to the optometrist?
Why?
She has a vision problem.
She likes vision.
Hey, what does Medusa call the Human Torch? Her old flame.
Hey, who gets the most upset? I'm talking really bothered when he cuts himself shaving.
Who?
Nick Fury, of course.
Of course.
It's my favorite. And out of the whole Marvel Universe, who's the best person to relax with?
Who?
Thor's brother. He's Loki.
Which student always fell between the cracks at superhero school? Groot.
Okay.
Groot.
Very good.
Marvelous Marvel dad jokes.
Marvelous
Thanks, Jim.
Marvel dad jokes. Doesn't get much better than that.
You think about the pace of technology, and over the last quarter century, there have been just a litany of inventions. And some of these things we just take for granted and don't realize that, you know what, when I was 6 years old, didn't have these things.
Right?
Some of the best inventions of the last 25 years.
Okay, let's hear them.
Flat screen TVs.
Okay,
things have changed in that department.
I mean, I remember when people had a big screen TV, it was incredibly
large. It was incredibly large.
And you didn't want to be asked to help them move.
No, not ever. Wi-Fi. Hello, best thing ever.
Probably number one.
Yes.
That has changed a lot.
YouTube. You think about all the different ways that we use YouTube these days.
Sure.
GPS. And honestly, look where GPS has gone from, you know, you get the Garmin or whatever, and people would have that in their vehicle, and it was fairly expensive because they used to be several hundred dollars.
Right,
I think.
Were very expensive.
And now if you have a smartphone, you've got GPS on your phone.
Caleb, I'm going to really, like, rock your world here. GPSs used to not be just this little thing. They used to have, like, discs that went into them with different mapping systems for different cities.
No kidding, really?
Yeah, for realsies.
And guys no longer have to worry about, you know, their wife saying, why don't you humble yourself and ask for directions, because you got
never have to.
Yeah.
How about this one? I think this is interesting. How about Skype? Because, again, when you guys were in Liberia, too, not always necessarily Skype, but, I mean, video chatting, video calling is something that, you know, we could not just talk to, but actually, you know, you could record and people could see you live. So
What about like other streaming music services, smart devices like Google Home and Amazon Echo and Wow?
Even some of the different online searches like Google. And think about Amazon.
Right.
Think about how far Amazon has gone in the last quarter
Google
century.
Google wasn't a thing 25 years ago.
Yeah.
At
so,
all.
We've come from nothing to Google actually not only being a thing, but Google being a verb.
Exactly.
Right.
Well
exactly.
So.
Right. You know, it's funny. I actually had someone ask me a while ago, well, what apps did you use when you were pregnant with your girls to track your pregnancies? And I was like,
mozzarella
honey,
sticks.
We didn't have apps.
Fried pickles.
I'm old.
Yeah, right, right.
We had
right.
no apps.
Best
so
inventions of the
things.
Last 25 years.
Crazy.
No, but there's been so much change. You think about all of recorded human history, and there's been so much change in recent years. Just not even comparable to any other time.
Social right. media, again, huge. And how about, it's scary to me with online banking how quickly and easily I can pay a bill. Not because I mind the ease, because it scares me how quickly the money is just gone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it's like instant now. If you pay a bill online, you're paying a bill.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.